In Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee is voting today on whether to recommend John Roberts to be the next Chief Justice of the United States. And joining me from Capitol Hill is NPR's David Wellner. David, a few senators have already said which way they're going to vote. What do we know about who?
Well, no, we've already had a number of senators who are not on the Judiciary Committee saying how they'll vote on Roberts, including Democratic leader Harry Reid, who says he'll oppose Roberts. But, you know, Democrats are divided in the Senate. The Judiciary Committee's top Democrat, Patrick Leahy, is voting for Roberts. He says he takes Roberts at his word that he won't pursue an ideological agenda as Chief Justice. And Wisconsin Democrat Herb Kohl says he also will vote for Roberts and that he's voting his hopes and not his fears in doing so. But other committee Democrats today say they're opposing Roberts. Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts faults him for not showing enough commitment to basic civil rights. California's Dianne Feinstein is voting against him, saying Roberts did not, when given a chance, repudiate what she considered derogatory remarks that he made about women in memos that he wrote more than two decades ago. Delaware's Joseph Biden questions whether Roberts was committed to the view that the Constitution is an expanding document meant to increasingly protect fundamental rights. But, you know, the committee's 10 Republicans, on the other hand, all are voting for Roberts.
And I gather it would be safe to say that if the ranking Democrat in this case on the committee is voting yes, the confirmation is going through.
Considering that there are only 8 Democrats and 10 Republicans, already it was a done deal. But with Leahy's vote and Kohl's vote and others likely, it is a done deal. It's going to be moving on to the Senate floor. That's the next stop for this. And that debate is expected to happen next week.
And what is that debate likely to be like? Do you anticipate some acrimony there, some earnestness to the discussion, or how do you feel about it?
It will be hotly debated on the Senate floor. Roberts is lauded for his stellar professional record and his intellect, but at the same time, he does have a written record that many Democrats feel very uncomfortable with. They see him as a committed conservative who they feel did not distance himself enough from positions that he took when he worked for the Reagan administration in the early 80s, and he also worked for the first Bush administration as a deputy solicitor general. They have been unable to find out what he wrote in internal memos during that time. They feel that they may be putting somebody on the court they may come to regret. And it's going to be interesting to see how some Democrats, leading Democrats such as New York's Hillary Clinton, come down on this, because there's a lot of pressure from Democrats across the country for them to oppose Roberts.
Let's talk a bit, David, about the second seat, actually the first seat to be open, Sandra Day O'Connor's. What about the names that are coming forward for that position? What do you think?
Well, no names have come out from the White House. President Bush did mention Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez in what some took as a jesting mention of Gonzalez. But there is some pushing on the part of the chairman of the Judiciary Committee to hold off on the naming of this. But it doesn't look like that's likely to happen.
NPR's David Wellner from Capitol Hill. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Noah.